You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? I am the chewiest of Chris Steaks. This is definitely here by our own free will. Lisa.
Hello.
We're also joined by Bo, the one and only.
That's me.
And I think we're dealing with a heavy hitter today. So Lisa, please tell me, what the fuck are you watching?
Well, we are watching August Underground from 2001.
Hell yeah. Now this seems to be like a extreme horror essential. This is one everybody talks about.
I mean, I have definitely heard it mentioned before. I had no idea what I was getting into, though.
This one was recommended to us by our listener, Alex.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Thanks for that, Alex.
Thanks for the recommendation and this little slice of depravity. If anybody else out there has a recommendation for us, let us know. You can email us at WTFareyouwatchingpod@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail through the old speak pipe. I got a little pipe coming through. I usually send messages attached to the necks of rats. Just send it through the speak pipe so you can send one back to me.
I can't tell if this is code.
All those links will be in the description of each and every episode. We also have a Instagram now.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming, but we finally got one. Send us some recommendations there. Without further ado, what do you say we jump right in?
Okay.
All right, so this one is directed by Fred Vogel, written by Alan Peters and Fred Vogel, starring Kyle Dielman, Dan Friedman, Victoria Jones, a ton of people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that many people's in this movie.
There's a lot of little bits.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred Vogel himself as what I'm assuming, I'm assuming his name is Peter Mountain, which is a hell of a name.
Where did you get that?
I think it's in the credits.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to be 100% transparent and vulnerable with you and let you know that I did not, in fact, watch those credits.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Good old Peter Mountain.
Peter Mountain's a great name, though.
Yeah. I'm thinking the name came from Mount Peter. It's in the New York and New Jersey Highlands. And I'm pretty sure Fred Vogel was born in New Jersey. Mount Peter, Peter Mountain. That's a connection right there that I made.
Peter Mountain sounds like if a gay bar was on Mount Peter.
Dude, Peter Mountain is a gay freaking porn star name.
That's wild. I'm going to go climb Peter Mountain.
Yeah.
New Jersey. Always classy.
There was a song on the Bloodhound Gang CD, Hooray for Boobies. It was called the 10 Coolest Things About New Jersey, and it was just like static for 2 minutes straight.
I was about to say I don't remember that. That's why.
I know Florida takes most of the headlines, but I think the country seems to collectively shit on New Jersey at least as much.
Yeah, I think the only people you see defending New Jersey are people from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't know, man. I've never been to New Jersey. Can't really hate on it.
I'm sure it's fine.
I think the Florida thing comes down to there's like a sunshine law or sunshine act or some weird thing where like everything gets reported like crazy there. I wish I could fucking remember exactly what it entailed.
I've heard something along those lines before, yeah.
But that's why we're always hearing shit from Florida. It's that fucking sunshine law or whatever. It's crazy. All right. So, yeah, this movie was released in 2001. I think it's a self-released movie. They distributed the movie themselves through their company, Toe Tag. The name Toe Tag sounds familiar to you. It's because they were the special effects crew for the Song of Solomon.
Okay. I knew it was familiar for some reason.
Well, one of the special effects crew, I think Autopsy was there too. Teamed up, crossover episode.
Yeah.
Do you think these guys is what Lucy was trying to be?
I don't know.
But like just couldn't get away from the fetish porn.
It's crazy, right? Because
they're sort of akin.
Yeah.
Like stylistically.
Mm-hmm. Like they are similar, but at the same time, like crazy different.
Yeah, this one was watchable.
I think maybe the editing has something to do with it.
No, for sure. And also, like, the it's not just a seemingly arbitrary, like, raping of your senses for
right.
an odd on hour. Because there was, I was thinking this while I was rewatching it today. I was like, there's just enough, like, inane, like, normal home video shenanigans in here that it like, almost, like, keeps you engaged in a way. Because if it was just an hour and a half of, you know, the nipples and the shit eating, then not so much. But.
Right. Yeah, and I think this movie uses a lot of, like, what's it called, like, long takes. Not a lot of, there's, like, I don't think there's hardly any, you know. Chopped and screwed like Lucifer Valentine likes to do. You know, that one little basement scene in a Lucifer Valentine movie would have probably 4,000 cuts in it.
Some weird vocal distortion and
I cut her nipple off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, just
that would be fucking awesome, though. I would love fucking Lucifer Valentine. Do like a Lucifer Valentine edit of August Underground. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, let's push for that. If you're listening, Lucifer Valentine, give us your take on August Underground. We'll watch it. And we will probably talk a lot of shit.
I sure will.
You know, for such a freaking crazy movie, there's not a lot of controversy surrounding it. I kind of thought there would be.
Do we have a parental?
Oh, we do. I guess Fred Vogel was taking some of his tapes to a festival or something in Canada, and they all got seized at the border, and he was detained for like 10 hours because they thought he had like snuff movies or something.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing I could find. Seems like it's banned in a few places. I guess it's banned in Austria.
Okay.
New Zealand has labeled it objectionable.
All of a sudden, Austria's uncomfortable with fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this ban is still active or maybe if it got lifted at some point. Let's get into the parents' guide. Go ahead and kick off the parents' guide, Liz.
Sex and nudity, severe. And the very first thing says, an unnamed woman is bound to a chair wearing nothing but panties. The villain cuts off one of her nipples on screen.
That's off screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is off screen.
In violence and gore, rated severe. Very strong, realistic torture and humiliation of women. Some sexual and men in the film. A girl is sexually molested and then beaten to death while performing oral sex. An old woman is killed off screen with a corkscrew. Didn't catch that one, I guess.
Old woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the old woman, but they never said what he killed her with.
Yeah, I don't remember. The old woman was Fred Vogel's grandma. Fun fact for you.
Well, that's sweet. That's the kind of grandma I had. She'd be down to do some shit like this.
Hey, grandma, can I kill you for a movie?
Yeah,
I guess. Profanity has also been rated severe. The F slur is said a few times. I don't think that's fuck either. That's Fagotte.
Oh, he does throw fag around a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I know, it took me a second. I was like, F slur. And then I was like, oh, slur. I get it now.
I forgot. 9/11 had just happened. It was a different time.
Yeah.
I was just telling Jack yesterday how friendly everyone is and how annoying it is. I was like, whatever happened to homophobia? I was like, let's bring some of that back.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking has been labeled moderate. Some prostitutes. In the last
20 minutes, all of this fucking...
Yeah.
Prostitutes are smoking marijuana. frightening, intense scenes, but rated severe. Strong torture and violence throughout.
Yeah.
So there's your IMDb parents guide.
I think they were a little easy on this one.
Well, I just kind
of some of our other intrigues.
Yeah.
I did just kind of hit the highlights. Each section does have this one's pretty good. A woman is smashed in the skull with a claw hammer over and over while being anally raped.
I saw that too. How do we know she was being anally raped?
You don't.
Yeah, don't take that dead lady's agency.
Oh, you brought up 9/11, and I can't remember when exactly the movie was finished, but it was before 9/11, and they had the idea to kind of leave VHS tapes kind of around, you know, like bus stations and stuff of the movie,
and then
9/11 happened. And I guess their lawyer was like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea. I guess at the time they were doing there was a bunch of anthrax packages going around and stuff. So.
Yeah, everything was a bomb. Yeah. I mean, I was quite young. I remember on the news still that everything was a bomb.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's all I have. You guys ready to fucking tackle this movie? We open in the backyard. It's nighttime. The cameraman is just... fucking pouring a beer on.
Oh yeah, on the walkway.
The first time I watched it, I thought it was like a grave, but then they zoomed out and it's like a sidewalk or something.
And our protagonist comes out.
I don't know if morality's on his side here.
Yeah. Comes out of the house. Like, hey, that's wasting a full beer.
Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah. And then he says, hey, I got to show you something. You're going to love this.
You're going to love this. Did you love it?
I did not.
It's unfortunate that this is their hobby because I really do love their dynamic with each other.
Yeah. I think that's my problem with this movie is that... they're just so normal. They just the way they talk to each other, and then you just see them going out to concerts and just living their life and stuff.
Yeah.
But in between, they're just murdering people.
They go down to the fucking basement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's probably the fucking most disgusting basement ever.
Yeah. Pretty gross.
What's in the basement with them?
Well, there's a bowl of shit.
There is.
Any good basement should have.
Yeah. And a girl tied up in a chair.
Missing a nipple.
When the guy says, what happened to her nipple? He says, I cut it off. It's in the fridge.
It's in the fridge. the laugh.
Yeah.
I love camera guy's laugh. It's just constant through this film. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm the camera guy.
Dude, it's so bad. Even the killer dude's like, hey, don't laugh.
I know. Well, when he's done, I don't know if he beats that one lady's face in on the side of the road or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he gets back to the car. He's like, stop, don't laugh.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Even Peter Mountain's getting sick of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he's saying don't laugh because he's sick of it or if he's saying don't laugh. I don't know what happened for sure. He looked like he was maybe enjoying that blowjob for a second, and then everything went downhill. I'm assuming she, bit him or something, and that's what caused him to freak out. But maybe not.
Oh,
I think he can't come unless he's, forcing it out of somebody.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think he beat that girl up just so he could come.
Me too.
Probably.
Also, in the basement, there's a restroom.
Yes, there is. With a dead body in the tub.
Yeah. I appreciate... We spend time here throughout the film.
Yeah. They clip back to the basement several times.
Yeah. We're not too late yet. But the part where he's... You can hear him off camera whining about needing a better saw to get through the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finally do cut to him, and he's in his, like, boxers and an apron.
Yeah, dude.
Sliding around on this shitty bloody floor.
Yeah.
This is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And, yeah, the girl tied up in the basement is just caked in fucking blood and shit. And nipples cut off. And, yeah, you don't... There's that fucking body in the bathtub, and this thing looks fucked, man. I kind of wish they would have stayed on it more. Of course, the camera guy's like, oh, where does dick go? Ugh, and like,
yeah.
You can tell this is a kid that like just got his first fucking digital camera or something, and he found the zoom button because he's just zooming the fucking any chance he gets, dude. He's zooming. Zooms in on the severed fucking wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Or where it would be.
And then to a blood-filled toilet?
Yeah.
But that body looked fucked, man. And like,
it did.
You didn't see very much of it.
Mm-hmm.
They just play around with the girl for a little while, right?
Yeah, they just torture the girl for a while. He says he loves her over and over and over. Just keeps saying he loves her while he's, you know... smacking her and shit like that. Oh, she's a little fat. I don't feed her very often because she's fat. She's not it's fat at
the
all.
Fat guy saying this too, by the way.
Yeah, and that's I was gonna point that out. All throughout the movie, he talks so much shit about how fat everyone else is, and he's fat. I mean, he's not like super fat, but he's a fat guy.
Yeah.
And he just talks so much shit about the other people being fat.
He's
all
too
the time.
Fat to catch that chunky black lady.
Yeah. Yeah. They torture that girl for a while and then they tie her back up and say they're going to go out for a beer.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Just like it's normal fucking life.
It is, man. You know,
as I say, as we see, it is for them.
For them, it is. Yeah.
You play with your fucking hostages, and then you go out for a couple drinks.
Mm-hmm. And then they're driving around, and he's like, oh, I want to hook you up with a girl. And then they just keep driving and driving, and they're in the middle of nowhere.
There's like 6 or 7 times this comes up in this movie where they're like, oh, we need to get laid. I need to get laid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you know how many straight guys I've slept with, and that's how the interaction started? Oh, I need to get laid.
Oh my god.
I thought that's where it was headed every time.
Oh my god.
That'd be funny. You need to get laid? Hey, I need to get laid too.
Let's help each other out, buddy.
So many times.
Yeah, while they're out driving, we find a hitchhiker. Pick her up, and she's in the back seat, and they're just kind of fucking with her. They're like, yeah, show me your titties and give you $20. And
that's how it starts.
Yeah.
$20 to see your tits. She's like, no, no. And they just keep pressuring her. Oh, $20, man. How much money do you have on you? You probably don't have any money on you.
That's enough.
$20.
To buy you some food at the Greyhound special to wherever you need to go.
Yeah. And then, you know, she finally agrees, and then it just keeps getting worse and worse from there. Oh, okay, well, you showed us your tits. Now show us your crotch. Oh, you showed us that. Now finger yourself. Oh, now do this. You know, and then at the end, they're pulled over, and he's like, oh, I'm going to give you your $20, but you're going to suck my dick first.
Yeah, and she just is trying to make sure they'll take her to, I don't remember which town, but wherever it is she's headed.
Pittsburgh, maybe? Yeah, she's like, okay, okay. And then you'll give me $20 and take me all the way to Pittsburgh. And he's like, yeah, yeah. Just get out of the car. Come on. And then he takes her out on the side of the road and makes her get on her knees and start sucking his dick. And then starts bashing her freaking head in. While camera guy sits in the car and laughs hysterically about the whole fucking thing.
Just never not laughing.
I know, I like it.
Yeah. And then he just comes and gets back in the car. And
the cameraman has to go get a close-up.
Yeah.
He finds that amusing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. These guys are like fucking Beavis and Butthead, man.
I know. I love that so much. It's so unfortunate that these are their proclivities.
Just yeah.
Fucking giggling.
I would have watched a road trip movie about these two. I guess I technically did.
Yeah, kind of fucking did.
Yeah.
I seen all the sights.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after they go get a close up of the dead girl on the ground. Well, apparently she's not dead. At the end they say she's still breathing. And then they just leave her there. And then we clip back to the basement again, where the camera guy is like playing with the girl, like messing with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what do you think about me making her eat her own shit?
Yeah.
And the other guy's in the bathroom cutting up the dead boyfriend. And he's like, yeah, whatever, you know. And just goes on for a while. Just him playing with her shit and yeah. rubbing it on her. Like,
It's a granular a bit of poop, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, she's got like a apple core or something in her mouth that's like a gag or something, right?
Yeah, they shoved it in there earlier.
Because it was on the floor.
Yeah, because earlier they were like, oh, you're hungry.
Yeah.
And they taped that apple in there.
Taped an apple core to her mouth. That's crazy.
Yeah.
These guys are out of control.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, what do you think about me making her eat her own shit? Whatever. He messes around with her for a while. Rubs shit into her cut off nipple wound. And then laughs about it and yells to the guy in the other room. Yeah.
Shitty tooty.
Yeah, like, oh, I put shit in her boob. Like, oh. And the other guy's like,
you're going to have to wash her.
Yeah, the other guy's like, you're going to have to give her a bath after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, I'm gonna stuff her like a turkey with her own shit. Just out of control fucking conversations these people are having.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and the whole time the fucking other guy, Peter Mountain, is just in the fucking... Just
sawing up a body.
Sawing up the body. The fucking bathtub guy just gagging. He's like, ugh, you never get used to the smell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then guy wants him to bring some vomit out for old girl to drink. Another reason I think these people are responsible for Lucy. But I think this might have been his sexual awakening.
I'm kind of thinking this movie was responsible for a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they... Oh my gosh, they're just like laughing about the smell. Like the camera guy's laughing because he's gagging about the smell and throwing up and shit. It's just... Oh, it's so fucking ridiculous.
Old Peter Mountain does finally manage to retrieve the man's arm.
Yeah. Yeah, they mess around with her for a while, teasing her with, like, the boyfriend's body parts and shit. They cut off his toe. So they were going to make her eat his toe.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Oh, they did, didn't
and
they?
And then, well, and then in between is when they dumped beer between her legs.
Yeah.
They dumped beer in between her legs after they had been rubbing shit all over her. And then I guess it's Peter that leans down and fucking like slurps it up from between her legs and then spits it out and goes, oh, it tastes like shit. Really?
This is what I mean. They seem like a fun time, except for the fact that, you know, context, I know, but.
Yeah.
And then after that, they shove the toe into her mouth and tape it in there like they did the apple core.
That's fucking rough, man.
Yeah. And then they go out to a concert. Where they're, you know, in a mosh pit having a good time.
Korn cover band or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2001.
Yeah. So, yeah, they torture the girl and then go out to a concert. Having a good time in the mosh pit, and then a fight breaks out. And we have the weird little fight thing where the bodyguard, like, walks with them for a while. Or the bouncer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really following them intently. A little insight to that scene, I guess. The only people that knew it was going to be a staged fight scene was the character of Peter Mountain and the guy he was fighting. Everybody else involved had no idea it was, you know, for a fucking movie. And so I think a bunch of people, like, actually wanted to kick his ass.
Probably.
I love that.
I mean, he was yelling a lot of crazy stuff. Yeah, and then after the bouncer escorts him halfway home, we get the weird clips of the farm and cows and all that.
Is this with the engorged testicle situation?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, that goat or
I something. I didn't know their balls were that big.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an udder or something.
I think he makes that reference as well.
Shit, maybe it was balls. I don't know, man.
I don't even know. I don't know why we
they
were there.
They say something about that. I think this is character development. I don't know. Yeah.
It's probably, I guess this is the closest thing we get to character development, huh?
I think all of these things were just there to make them.
I think it's supposed to be like, you know, you record on whatever tape you have in there. This is just the stuff that's under. This is just other stuff that was on the tape that didn't get recorded.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically just watching fucking home movies, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're driving again. And they say they're going to New Jersey. Or that they're in New Jersey.
And again.
Me too, man.
You're telling me they didn't jerk each other off in the car? Bullshit.
Yeah, dude.
Probably right after the blowjob head bashing.
Yeah.
They probably drove off fucking jacking each other off.
For sure.
Yeah, dude. Especially with that fucking Peter Mountain guy, man. You know, he's fucking crazy. He'll kill anybody. If he says suck his dick, dude, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, and they make even more jokes at the end where camera guy's like, oh, yeah, I know what else he can show you, too. Not that I would know.
Yeah. I don't have it all on camera. I don't have it all on camera somewhere.
I think he takes, like, super zoomed in fucking video of Peter's ass, too.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so.
And then,
But I mean, dude, if I was like fucking 16 with a fucking camera, I'd be doing the same shit. I'd be maybe
popping nipples off and rubbing shit in the wound.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe not the murder stuff, but like, yeah, well, just fucking doing dumb shit with a fucking camera.
Like, yeah, that's like it's like why I'm glad none of us have the internet
because. Yeah. Like all your ass cracks hanging out. Zoom in. Zoom in.
We were like borderline sexually assaulting each other as children.
On a daily basis, and, like, dude.
Yeah.
Flagrantly racist and flagrantly. I was the most homophobic, probably.
Yeah. And like, yeah.
And I've been gay forever.
We weren't fucking cutting each other's nipples off, but dude, we were almost twisting them off, dude.
Yeah,
you had to be on your guard 24/7. You'd get your titties twisted the fuck off.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Boys were fucking terrible when I was in school.
And if it wasn't
girls
that.
Girls were not that bad.
If it wasn't that, you're getting kicked in the balls all the time.
That's what I remember all the time is teammates just walking up and slapping you in the nuts. And I was.
Yeah, it's fucking brutal.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's a fun game that boys play with their friends to hit each other in the balls. But it is.
I don't know. Thankfully, I age out of it, I guess, because it's not something we still do.
Yeah.
Yeah, done in a long time.
Yeah. Now I fondle them gently with my mouth.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, dude, if we had cameras back then, man. Yeah, we'd be videotaping this shit 100%.
Yeah.
Then we get their little tour of the meatpacking plant, which was also fucking weird. Yeah, this
one was strange.
Yeah, like, why are they there?
Probably drawn by the smell. It felt like home.
Just trying to get tips of how to dispose of bodies.
Yeah, that's probably it right there.
Then we have the, like, Jesus statue. I don't know where they were for that. There was a few little statues there they interacted with, but mainly you had the Jesus that they talked to.
Yeah, I think it was, like, filmed in Pittsburgh. So,
oh, was it?
Yeah.
And then they go to the apartments. They pull up to, like, an apartment building. They're saying something like, oh, which one, which one? They see an old lady unloading her groceries. And they're like, there's one right there. Peter gets out and tells her he's going to help her with her groceries. She's like, yeah, sure. He goes inside with her. A few minutes later, camera guy goes in. The old lady's on the ground dead. We don't know what happened to her. We do not know that it was a fucking corkscrew.
Apparently it was a corkscrew.
Apparently we all missed the corkscrew part.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I guess I didn't really look at the old lady. Maybe if you...
It was really quick. Like, they didn't show much of it.
Maybe you see a corkscrew sticking out of her head.
Maybe. We're just being bitches for no reason.
I couldn't see shit. Which is
totally possible. Especially
not
for me.
I don't know. We're gonna have to do an instant replay on the old lady kill. I don't know, man. I couldn't really make out details in this movie. Everything was all wobbly looking.
It was I think that's like why it's good. Probably. is a product of the equipment they had on hand at that time.
Yeah.
That's what home videos would have looked like, and I think for this type of movie, that's the only way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Because once you start getting into like some, you know, HD clarity, none of this shit starts to look as good.
Yeah.
Or as convincing, rather. I don't know if good's an appropriate adjective. But...
Yeah, I think I hate this movie because they did what they were trying to do so well.
I think they nailed it. I think this was good.
Yeah.
It was. I agree. They did what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, and then they, the old lady's dead on the ground, groceries everywhere, and they take her car. And then I think we get to the convenience store.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking around in the convenience store.
Yeah, so.
Eating bags of chips without paying for them.
Yeah, he's just eating chips. And that starts a whole big thing.
Yeah, the proprietor of said convenience store gives them the boot. And they're like, yeah, fuck you. And he's the clerk's chasing them around the aisles. And they just fucking knocking shit over and just causing a ruckus.
Yeah. And he started out with, are you going to pay for that? Peter Mountain's like, no.
I'm and Peter he's like, Mountain.
Fuck you, get out of here.
I was going to say, too, this scene, well, is this the same scene with the couple, or is that later?
It comes a little bit later, yeah.
I thought so. But all of these scenes are why I feel like all the actors in this movie were actually pretty good, too, compared to what we've watched so far.
No, you're right, and they were all volunteers. Really? Yeah, just friends and shit, I think.
I guess all friend groups are not created equal.
Man, I fucking forgot to go into it, but I couldn't really find a budget for this one. The number floating around seems to be like $300.
I mean, that makes sense. And also, like, it's all these other movies should be embarrassed. You know?
Yeah.
They're throwing thousands of dollars at these really shitty films. These fuckers over here.
Yeah, dude. That $300 probably went to fucking making that insane body in the bathtub, dude.
Yeah,
that shit fucked me up.
Old girl's fucking boob sack.
Just fucking, I don't know, man. I really hope somebody's basement isn't that fucking nasty, but you can spend $300 just making a fucking torture basement.
Well, so that looked like quintessential. I mean, that didn't look dissimilar from like one of my uncle's basements or something.
That's your average basement?
It didn't look that
Well, yeah, I guess most basements are a little fucked. I mean,
yeah, I think you just add some shit and blood. And...
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That looked pretty par of the course.
I mean,
yeah.
It was hard to tell because, you know, it's so fucking woogly looking. But it almost looks like they just fucking snipped magazines all over the place or something.
I couldn't really decipher what was all over the wall. Yeah. I assume it was like lingerie ads or something.
So I thought it was meant to be maybe like pictures of previous victims.
Yeah. I thought so too, but they were quite clearly
yeah. But they looked like magazine clippings.
Yeah.
There's like
clippings. I think they were inspo. I think they were trying to find the body type or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit was everywhere, man. All over the walls, all over the floor.
Fucking. Yeah.
Yeah. If you grew up with a tweaker, though, that's about what the basement situation is.
True.
I didn't grow up with tweakers, but I got to know some as I got older, and yes.
Yeah, that's fucking torture basement territory.
Yeah, I've been to some pretty scary fucking houses where I thought I was going to get murdered.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, nefarious deeds take place here.
And most of the time, I was just there with someone else. I didn't even want anything from these people.
Yeah.
Just watch out for the fucking shit pans.
I wanted to believe at first that that wasn't shit in a bowl on the floor. Because, like you said, the film's so granular and disparate in the, like, frame.
I know. I had hoped it was, like, food or something.
Yeah. That was a pie tin full of poop.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was.
I don't know. I guess if your poop can look like whatever based on your diet, I guess. But
yeah.
That was a suspicious... That was some suspicious poop.
Oh, man. And then, like,
the way he was, like, mealing it about in his fingers, yeah. I was like, what's happening?
And then he, like, checks out her fucking butt crack, and it's just caked and shit. Like,
well, yeah.
That was rough, yeah, man. I like my fucking...
She's, like, diarrhea leaking all over the fucking... They've been just feeding her beer and apples.
Yeah.
I need my toes. Fucking torture victims to be sexy, dude. Get them cleaned up, man. I want shit all over him. Fuck.
She had a really nice boob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
they really enjoyed that one nipple.
Like, you got company. You got fucking company coming over and you're not going to clean your victim out? Just fucking hose her off at least. Shit.
Then you'll like this.
You're going to love this.
Well, he did love it.
Yeah.
So.
He did it.
I guess he didn't care.
Laughed the whole fucking time. Anyway.
Where we were on the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
Chased around by the clerk.
Yeah. So they get kicked out, and then he comes back and apologizes. The camera guy's outside the store. Peter Mountain's inside apologizing to the clerk.
Yeah.
And then just starts fighting him again.
Dude can't help it.
Well. And then that's when they find the guy and the girl in the store.
Yeah, camera guy's like, yo, we got two in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they go, fuck.
This was the one bout of suspicious acting, I think, maybe.
It was a little weird.
There's one instance in which the two fatties are rolling around on each other on the floor, the two male fatties.
Yep. Yeah.
And he just sort of sets the knife on the shelf for a bit, just take a break, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they just sort of, you know, accept that. But then also, when it comes time for the ass sniffing that they then demand, because the climax of this scene is that Peter Mountain decides it's a good idea, instead of trimming the fat off fatty number one, like he wants to, he's going to have him sniff the ass of his girlfriend. And I was like, these are just different times because we're like full-fledged eating ass nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I refuse to believe that our parents weren't also engaging
the way,
in some...
Yeah, dude, this
the
is...
The way the guy fucking gags. And,
oh, my gosh. Oh, he's like, yeah. He's like within the vicinity of her exposed ass. He's not even like up in there yet.
Damn. As soon as
he approaches the naked ass, he's like retching, like dry heaving. And I said, what's going on here? Do straight women also know to wash their ass? I know straight men don't.
I know, I was Jesus like, what? Christ. How are you going to gag like that over your girlfriend's ass?
Dude, that was, I know, like, bitch, crazy.
You know he doesn't eat her out.
He hasn't been near there in years.
Yeah, dude, he's...
You've never even seen it with the lights on.
Probably not.
It's fucking the puke chamber, dude.
And he was like a good foot away from her ass still when the retching started. I said, oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
What is going on with these asses?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the perfect fucking Beavis and Butthead moment. Like, huh.
Yeah. It was
smell her butt.
I'm gonna make him smell her butt.
Yeah. I loved the idea. I'm like, yeah, have her smell her butt. I thought it was gonna turn sexy again. It did not.
Yeah, my note that I added here today when I rewatched was he's talking about the guy's fat and how he's gonna trim it, even though he's just as fat or fatter.
It was like do you know what a bear is in the gay community?
Kind of, yeah. Like a big...
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's funny because, like, it looked like two bears trying to, like, make sex happen on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were just sort of falling all over each other.
Don't make them smell your ass.
Yeah, they were just rolling around and, like, on top of each other. Yeah.
When he just set the knife on the shelf right next to the victim, though, I was, this is so strange.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, these guys gave up in, like, a second, dude.
Oh, immediately. I think they threw a two-liter at him or something, because when they first get around the corner at him, they're both on the floor and there are 2 liters down there as well. So I guess they just chomped a thing of Pepsi at him. I don't know.
Yeah, they gave up immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and man, I wonder what foulness old girl had going on down there, because she was hesitant too to engage in the in having her ass smelled.
Sniff her ass.
Oh yeah. Man, that was so funny to me.
It was
slurry. I mean, I guess I wasn't really a slut in 2001, but I just can't imagine that anybody would be that, like, terrified to, you know, get close to their partner's ass.
Well,
especially the male partner being that terrified of the woman's ass.
It was, the whole dynamic was so hilarious to me. I was like, I know guys who eat pussy from that direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So their nose is like in the asshole, I think.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I mean, you're not gonna smell an asshole from outside the pants. Well, it's gotta be pretty fucking rough, dude. You gotta be
something vile, but
you gotta be pretty much in there in order to really smell it.
I would hope so. I would think so as well. But oh my God, that man, that was the one performance that I was like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, dude, that ass is fucking breaking the pants barrier, dude. It almost killed him.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't even have the whole ass out. She just had a little peekaboo going on.
Yeah.
And immediate retching. I said, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, it was 2001, so all the girls are wearing super low fucking pants.
Well, that's maybe what I was thinking. I was like, maybe if it was like super low riders and the thong situation.
Yeah.
And maybe like...
God, that was such a stupid time.
Yeah, your asshole's pretty much almost hanging out at any second.
Yeah, you just gotta bend over.
Yeah. Dude, my thong was constantly hanging out.
Yeah.
Why did we do that?
The zippers were like inch long on the fucking fly. Yeah.
And you can fit like a chapstick in your pocket.
Yeah. Those pockets were useless.
I don't know.
Wild time, man.
Yeah. So yeah, they make the guy sniff his girlfriend's ass. Yeah. And then they say,
what's it smell like?
Then they say, oh, sniff his ass now. And they make her take a turn sniffing his ass.
And she's much more grown up about it.
Yeah, she's not gagging and acting like a crazy person. And then he hits her in the head.
She hasn't wiped her ass in 3 years, dude.
Maybe she's one of those all natural girls.
Yeah, apparently. Ugh. I can't fucking get over it, man. It's so crazy.
I don't understand why he was gagging like that. I would get more of like her gagging because, yeah, typically guys' asses are not going to be clean.
Well, and also like, not to generalize, but like hairier and sweatier.
Exactly. And, yeah.
You know, there's a myriad of them out there that don't wipe good because it's gay.
So. Yeah, you can't touch your own asshole.
I can't even touch it, dude. I'll turn gay at any second.
I know.
It's like a button as soon as you hit it. Just gay.
Don't touch that gay button, dude.
We should be warning parents about this. That's what's happening. They're wiping their newborn baby's butts.
Yeah. Just that's hitting what it
that
was.
Button.
Yeah.
One grandma wrong move.
Her acrylics off. Now I'm a fucking fag.
Damn it, grandma.
Hit my homo button.
Thanks a lot, grandma.
I'm dying over here.
That's just so fucking insane, dude. He can't get 3 feet from that girl's ass, dude, without fucking gagging.
All I thought, in my brain, Emilio was like, your bloodline is so weak. I was like, you have no will to survive anything. You can't smell your own girlfriend's ass for the robber men.
Yeah, like that was insane to me. Like,
they must have just got together and never had sex yet. So,
he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, something.
I was thinking, like, maybe it's his sister or something. Maybe it's not his girlfriend.
Too. They just sort of assumed they were.
True.
Uh-huh.
That's why she was, like, okay with it.
Maybe.
One of them is into incest, and one of them isn't.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, maybe smelling your sister's ass invokes a gag. That makes a little bit more sense.
I think so. I don't know. I was just saying that's kind of like I assumed it was something like that. Like maybe they weren't actually boyfriend girlfriend. That's why he was gagging. Because it was just crazy to me that a guy would gag like that, having to smell his girlfriend's ass.
Yeah, I thought so too. This is insane.
It's like if they make it out of this, he's in trouble later.
Yeah, dude, you're fucked. You might as well cut it off, dude.
What's that about? What?
Did I hear you gagging when you had to sniff my ass at that convenience store?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
Am I not clean enough for you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, we got to move on. I can talk about that all fucking night.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then they tell her to sniff his ass, and she starts to do it.
Yeah.
And then he hits her in the head with like a pipe or something and knocks her out. The boyfriend, or whatever he is kind of freaking out, like, oh, what happened? What'd you do to her? And then, yeah, they just kind of fuck everybody in the store up, and then they leave.
You know.
Yeah, they stabbed the fucking clerk or something, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, if I'm remembering right, they hit the boyfriend with the pipe thing, too. Or they did something to him. They, like, knocked him out, too, because they were dragging him up the aisle, which is when we get the part where they're laughing about the ass crack hanging out.
Yeah.
He's filming him trying to drag the guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, ha, 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 your ass crack's hanging out. I got your ass crack on video right now. He just keeps laughing about it.
These guys are burnt the fuck.
Which is just another like reminder that these are just normal fucking people that are doing this crazy shit.
I thought that was like, the most unnerving thing. It gave me the vibes of like, you know, those like true crime shows where they like detail someone's whole life and then at the end they mention that, oh, also they stabbed this lady 73 times.
Yeah.
Like, it's that same, like, unnerving feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. No, like, these are the fucking people I work with, dude. Like, if you're, like, bent over working in a machine, it's like, oh, hey, your ass crack's hanging out.
Yeah.
Stick a quarter in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, dude.
I like them.
Yeah.
And I, too, laugh at absolutely everything for no reason, like Mr. Cameraman. So I feel attacked.
Yeah. Don't laugh.
Yeah, and then they leave. And as they're leaving, we see cop cars behind them.
Yeah.
Like they're coming after them. Like it really looks like the cops are coming for them. And then it just cuts away to them on their little adventures of all these little small town attractions that you would find if you were on a road trip. I don't know what the fuck was going on with that.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you think that is how their saga ended? Do you think the cops did get them there? Because the rest of it doesn't necessarily happen sequentially.
That's true.
I don't know, man. I kind of think it does.
Oh, wait. Yeah, because when they get to the tattoo parlor, the guy's getting the tattoo and he farts. And the other one's like, oh, you sound like that guy.
Oh, that's
the farting guy in the convenience store. I forgot
they referenced it.
At some point, we go back to the basement and Laura's dead. I think maybe the cops got called to the fucking gas station, right? And I don't know, maybe they just dodged them. So the cops are going to the gas station and just missed them, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah.
I have no idea. I thought that was kind of stupid how we didn't see any of that. Just clips away.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, fucking cops show up, you turn the camera off. Nowadays, we turn the camera on as soon as a cop shows up.
That's what I'm saying, different times.
Different fucking time.
Yeah, and so then we just see a bunch of weird bullshit. Things that you would see if you were on a road trip and you were stopping at roadside attractions.
Yeah, they go to like a little miniature town.
I liked the story in the tattoo parlor that the tattoo artist told about the guy getting freaked out on his back.
Yeah.
That was such an off-the-wall story, dude.
It was so, it all just seemed so normal, though.
Yeah.
That juxtaposition is funny.
Yeah, it really is. Like, it's just, like, you know, just people come up to you and say the fucking weirdest shit.
I know.
And that's literally happening in this movie.
I know.
And so it almost seems out of place, but at the same time, it's like a perfect encapsulation of real life.
Yeah, it's a very human thing. Yeah. I don't remember where we were at on our current diatribe.
Yeah.
We're on the road trip clips now.
Oh, yeah. We went to the miniature village.
Yeah, we went through all
He's like, I'm going to Godzilla this whole motherfucker. Uh-huh.
Goofballs.
Did a bunch of weird little like roadside attraction type things.
At some point Laura dies, clear her out, get ready for the next one. Who's the next one? Tattoo shop. We were talking about
they go into the tattoo shop and
we were talking about the story that a dude tells where he gets the freak tattoo.
Yeah.
And while he's getting the freak tattoo,
passes out and pisses himself.
Yeah, so we're shoving smelling salts in his face and beating the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm. And you just see this guy laying face down on the floor with freak tattooed on his back.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, he's a freak, all right.
Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah. It's so inane. It's like,
mm-hmm. Tattoo guy looked exactly like a man called Nicholas that I fucked in Riverside, California once. So much so that I confused myself how that was chronologically possible, and then assured myself that it in fact wasn't, and that Nicholas is just a basic bitch.
That's what makes this one like so kind of authentic, right? Because like it almost feels like it's improv'd. Like,
well, it feels very organic. Like all the
definitely
home video interactions and stuff. Those all feel very organic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I think that carries over to like even how they interact with each other during the like brutalist elements of it feel very organic, and that's spooky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all just kind of bullshit small talk, right? The whole movie's just small talk.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is.
And that's life.
Yep.
But even if you look at, I'd argue most of my favorite movies are just based off, how characters interact with each other anyway. Or, TV shows and stuff. It's really about, the chemistry between the people in the whatever you're watching. I think they nailed it.
Even in books. It's
even in books, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the conversations they have with each other and
Yeah,
they told the story about the freak. And then they have the brothers from the tattoo parlor in the basement.
I mean, yeah, and it's just because, like, the whole thing is, you know, home movies, right? It's the kid on the camera.
Yeah.
And he's just starting and stopping this whole movie. And it's super abrupt. Just bang, bang, bang.
Uh-huh.
So you're in the tattoo parlor getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
And then quick cut, bam, you're in the basement and everybody's fucked.
Yeah.
Okay, well, at this time, fucking Peter Mountain is feeling himself, dude. He's got the hair slicked back. I'm pretty sure he's wearing a t-shirt with his own face on it.
I thought this, too, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's his own face on his shirt, which I'm here for.
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't notice that.
Yeah. I caught this, too.
I watched it twice and I didn't notice.
We have one brother just laid out on the floor, missing a leg.
Yeah.
I think you could see like a fucking bone stump and everything, man. It's pretty brutal looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have the other brother tied to the chair, just like Laura was.
Yeah.
They're just fucking poking at the brother tied to the chair.
Yeah, and then they start theorizing onto the validity of like the phenomenon between twins.
Mm-hmm.
They sort of like empathetically feel each other's pain and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel it when I cut his leg off?
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell the fucking truth.
this Peter Mountain guy plays also a very convincing like psycho.
Yes, he does.
Because he goes from like seemingly like level-headed given the circumstances to just like that psycho screaming and back and forth, like it feels like people I've met.
yeah that's what I kept saying, like these people feel like people I've known before. This feels way too real for me.
Yeah.
He just really wants to know the truth about the fucking twin link.
Yeah, he does.
And I don't know if he ever gets the truth.
He does not seem to get an answer.
No.
And what happens? What, I think we get some hammer bashing.
He's hammering that guy's body like he's just fucking smacking the shit out of that body with this hammer. And it's literally like he's doing nothing. Like, that was probably the worst special effects we saw. Like, it was like nothing. It was like he was hitting nothing.
Yeah. It was probably like a foam hammer or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was like, it was like a weightless hammer.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it looked so like sort of comical there.
Yeah, I think it was a weightless hammer.
There was
hammer,
something off about it for sure.
Well, I couldn't decide if it was just like a dummy that he was striking made out of like something with no like elasticity or like rebound.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
this hammer makes more sense.
Yeah, especially if we're only working with $300.
Yeah,
dude. I think they did pretty good, all things considered.
Yeah, I mean, that's my only note that I have talking shit about the special effects. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
For such a low budget, especially.
That's the thing, like the fucking leg. I don't know if you guys looked at that leg. That leg looked fucked.
Yeah, and when he was holding it up,
like, well, and also the arm that they had earlier of the girl's boyfriend also kind of looked like an arm.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah, I think they did pretty well with the special effects, and the fact that they were doing it like a home movie with the shitty footage made it seem better too.
Yeah, I think. I think if shot on like studio quality stuff, it wouldn't have
worked. Yeah, where you can really like scrutinize it.
Yeah. And then that's my last note I have about the brothers. So I don't really know.
Yeah, I think they just get fucking.
They just bashed. Torture them for a while and and then kill them.
Take a ride on the Peter Mountain.
And then my next
note. Can we go straight into the prostitutes?
That's my next note.
Okay.
So. I'm assuming we go straight into it. I don't know for
sure. This was fun. This was a fun, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This could have been like a short film in and of itself, this last sequence.
Yeah, I guess you're right, huh? They're having a little house party. Got two prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just fucking girls that like drugs. I don't know.
Oh, well, no, they're definitely prostitutes.
You keep the blow coming. I'm down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just keep the blow coming, dude.
Yeah, there's an older one and a younger one. The younger one seems to be newer to it. The older one seems to be kind of mentoring her almost, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Shit.
Yeah, the black lady definitely seemed to be more the like shock caller scenario, or the one with like experience.
Yeah, she was fucking down with anything, dude.
Yeah, she was.
She was about it. She was ready to go.
Yeah, she was more experienced, and it was like she kept trying to like pull the other girl into it, you know, like. She kept talking to her like, oh yeah, but like she kept talking to her like, oh yeah, you gonna have fun, we're gonna have fun tonight, oh we lucked out tonight, they got good dick and good blow.
You know they don't have good
dick. Yeah,
you know they don't have good
dick. No, they do not.
Peter Mountain is not a mountain in the Peter department.
No.
Yeah.
It should be named Peter Hill.
Yeah. Peter Pebble.
Should be named Peter Hill. Show your dick, Peter Mountain.
Yeah, we didn't see any dicks.
I thought we might get some dick in this part.
Yeah, me too.
And then I realized they're just high on crack, so... Every time she was riding someone, her panties weren't even like pulled to the side, so nothing was happening.
Yeah.
We're all just happy to be
there. Yeah, I mean, they were just kind of fucking dancing around, just fucking around.
Yeah, just messing around for a while, like making out with each other and rubbing on each
other. I've been to that party, though.
Yeah.
This also seemed like real.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
like
is
smoking weed and fucking snorting lines and shit.
It's a fucking awkward house party, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess finally we start to seal the deal.
Yeah, the guys split up. They take a girl each and split up.
Yeah, cameraman goes to the bedroom or whatever. Camera goes off, cuts right back on. They're like, yeah, let's go see if we can find the other two.
Yeah.
Cameraman's like, yeah, I know where they're at. Going down to the basement.
There's an immediate shift in his mood too. They've all been very like fun and flirty and hype until then, and then like when the camera comes back on, she's talking about how that was the best head she's had in a while.
Yeah,
he said, "Yeah, tell me about it." And then he like chunks a shirt at her or something. Put that on.
Yeah.
Okay, baby.
And yeah, he's like, "Oh, I know where they're at," and he starts leading her to the basement. Which, I mean, I thought was pretty stupid of him to go first and have her behind him to begin with.
Well,
why wouldn't you make her go first? Like,
they haven't been, like, paragons of intellect up until now.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's been a really sloppy string of incidents.
Yeah, they all make smart moves. That's for sure. They're spur of the moment kind of.
Yeah,
people.
Most of their stuff has been kind of like dumb luck instead of like planning.
I think our camera guy might have even been in the class with only three people. You know.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
It's all just real funny to him.
Yeah, he starts going down to the basement, and he's going first, and she's behind him. And they get to the basement.
She's like, oh, yeah. Like, I can't think of the lady being like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, is she, like, cool with her friend being murked? And then...
That's what I thought, too, yeah.
She's just fucking down with everything, dude. She don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because they walk in.
Some anal. She's like,
yeah, they walk in and he has the body, like, bent over fucking it from behind. And he has a hammer in his hand just bashing the head in while he's fucking it.
Which is why I think that's just, like, that's his... thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he comes unless there's blood.
Yeah.
Just fuck a chick on her period. It's not gonna be that.
Yeah.
And so, at first,
I guess she just sees him fucking the body at first, and she's like, oh, yeah. And then she gets a closer look, and she's like, oh, my God. Freaks out.
She does it because we can't even see her.
Yeah, and she just takes off.
Peter Pebble, Picta Pepper, chasing up after her in his boxers.
Yep. Yeah, they both go chasing after her.
And then we don't know the conclusion of that.
They chase the
mouse.
Chase the girl. I think they drop the camera. And that's it, man.
That's it. Movie end.
Roll credits.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I thought this was the best one.
Hell yeah.
I think this is probably the best horror film we've watched.
Nice. Yeah, dude, I think this is found footage at its finest. For sure. This is, I don't know, probably the perfect found footage movie.
I think so. I think it's the time was on its side too, like the when it was filmed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got that nostalgic element to it that like home videos should have.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But then it's like fucking brutal content.
Yeah,
it definitely feels like you're watching somebody's fucking home videos, man.
Yeah.
And it really seems like, you know.
Yeah, it looks like you just stumbled upon your weird friend's home videos.
Yeah, and it's definitely, you know, like a fucking 19-year-old kid or whatever saved his money up and got a camera and is just fucking around with his friend and just loves zooming in on shit and fucking giggling.
It felt
super real. It felt really authentic, probably more than I think any movie we've watched.
Yeah, it's funny that this one doesn't have, I guess, other than the Canadian border incident you mentioned.
Yeah, I know.
This one feels like it should have had more attention given to it than, you know, things like Flower of Flesh and Blood.
Yeah, I mean, if there was, I didn't see it because I think Blair Witch came out in 1999.
I was trying to remember when Blair Witch was.
That sparked a little bit of controversy, but it had like a big old like marketing campaign and all that stuff. And I think that's what
Blair Witch was a very big movie when it came out.
That's what really kind of sold it, was the whole kind of marketing before the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very big movie. I actually did not watch it until a couple of years ago. But
I watched it really young.
Yeah, everyone was obsessed with it when I was younger.
From a found footage standpoint, how do you think it compares to this?
Blair Witch.
Yeah.
I think this is better.
Yeah.
Just
like from a pure technique.
Because, I mean, Blair Witch was good, but...
Did it still feel kind of like a movie, you know what I mean? And not...
Well, it's content. The content of it. Like, I don't know how you, like, divorce the style from the content.
Yeah.
The content skews the experience for me a bit, too. Where, like, this one seems like this... Not only could this happen, there are people out there that are doing this shit.
True, yeah.
Whereas Blair Witch, that's a little more almost mystical.
Yeah.
True, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I think if I would have watched Blair Witch when it first came out, when everyone else first saw it, when everyone basically got introduced to found footage movies, I might have had a better opinion of it. But watching it just a few years ago after seeing, you know, all the movies after that. That was nothing. I was like, I don't understand why people were scared of this movie. I don't understand why people thought this was like some crazy movie. But I think that's because I watched it so much later.
Yeah, dude, if I would have watched this movie in 2001, I would have been fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this movie probably would have impacted me a lot more in 2001 than it did now. And that's saying something because... I think for me, this is the most disturbing movie we've watched.
Yeah, dude, this
movie is the most realistic, right?
Exactly. You know? Uh huh.
This one got Lisa pretty good, man. Like, she was kind
of unnerving to find all of it so relatable, and then but interwoven to this like barbarism.
Yeah,
that's always been my thing. Anytime I've watched scary movies, all the bullshit like vampires and ghosts and all that don't bother me. When it's like a real person that's just killing people for no reason, that's when it gets to me, yeah. And so, yeah, I think I hated this movie because Yeah, it just seemed good. Too real. And yeah, I think that's why I hated it, because they did a good job of, you know, doing what they wanted to do. And yeah, it's just really rough, because I really do feel like I've known people like these people all of my life.
Yeah, this is my whole family. This is my family.
And then it's like, God.
Yeah, dude, yeah. This is anybody, man. This is the fucking weird guy that talks to you at work.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
About weird stuff. This is the fucking dude at the convenience store that's fucking around.
Yeah, that weird guy that comes in and walks around for 10 minutes by himself at 11:40 p.m.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
That's him. Now, I think kind of where, like, this movie, I guess, falls short a little bit is because it's 100% pure found footage greatness. I think it also adopts the found footage weaknesses, because the camera's fucking all over the place. I can see you getting, like, I don't know, fucking motion sickness or some shit from this. It's because it's supposed to be amateurish. So the camera's fucking all over the place, zooming in like crazy, because it's just a fucking kid with a camera being dumb. But I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. It all feels exactly like bullshit home movies, which I don't know if you've ever seen anybody's home movies, but they suck. The tour of the
That's like a dead thing now.
True. Yeah, the tour of the fucking miniature village and the meat packing plant. Like, I could have done without that shit, man. I was getting kind of bored of it, to be honest.
The meat packing plant, that was strange.
Yes.
I mean, I guess it does kind of set up the you know, real human character. You know, these are regular people just doing regular people stuff. But at the same time, like, I was kind of like, fuck, man. Why are we watching this, dude?
When I was rewatching today, I was thinking, this is like every other movie we've watched where they could cut out, like, you know, half of this shit and it would still have the same effect.
Well, I'm a firm believer that movies like this shouldn't be longer than like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I think if you drag it out much longer than that, it starts to like lose the impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think this one was, what, like an hour and 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it dragged out. It dragged a little bit. I agree. The meatpacking scenario was strange. I didn't really mind the tiny village. I thought that was just goofballs.
Yeah.
Goofball shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it all kind of does serve a purpose, I guess, to kind of humanize the murderers.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it. I think, this is probably the best found footage movie I think I've ever seen. The only problems I have with it is the disclaimer at the beginning and the credits at the end. If you're going to have a found footage movie, it's got to start and stop abruptly. No credits.
I agree. I think disclaimers are stupid in general. I'm also like anti-censorship, like, altogether, though. Yeah. So I don't, you know. I understand there are like children and stuff, but they're not my children. Raise your own children. Don't make that my problem.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess maybe, you know, because it was 2001 and the fucking 9/11 shit, maybe they felt a little weird.
Well, so it had to color it a little bit, right? Because this is when the Western world in mass became even aware of words like jihad or you know.
Yeah.
And you know, they were particularly infamous for things like decapitations and torture videos and stuff like that.
Shit got wild.
So I get it.
Yeah, maybe they did a little self-censoring because of the times.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's probably my only real complaint. But I mean, it's stupid. I have a fucking degree in found footage now, so I'm kind of an expert.
Yeah.
And can't have credits, man. Can't have disclaimers for sure. But other than that, man, yeah, this is the perfect found footage movie.
Can you have extended special features that tell you what the movie's about, though?
I mean,
and in fact, make it make sense?
I guess
is that a lot?
I guess if you want to prove that it's not like a real fucking torture abuse movie, then I guess maybe put that stuff in the special fucking special features. See, that's crazy, right? Because we did the fucking vomit gore series that had like maybe real abuse in it, and it didn't feel nearly as real as what we fucking just watched here with August Underground.
Yeah.
And everybody was having a great time in that movie.
These guys got their grandma to die. That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, some people are like talented, and then other people are not.
All right, you guys ready to get into your fucking rating?
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, what's your rating and your what the fuck moment?
Well, I think I'm going to give this movie 3 stars, even though...
Wow, 3-star from Lisa. That
I
is
do
fucking
not
good.
Like it.
You don't like it because it was good at what it did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't like the movie. I don't want to ever have to watch this movie again. It was, for sure, for me, the most disturbing movie we've watched so far. But yeah, I think that I don't like it because they did it really well. I think it was designed that way. So, 3 stars.
Hell yeah.
My what the fuck moment is going to be when he's beating that girl's head in. When he says, you have to give me a blowjob and then I'll give you the $20.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know.
It was shot too. It was so unnerving because it was shot like from the perspective of the truck, which is probably like 30 feet away.
Yeah.
So she's down on the ground sucking him off.
Yeah.
You see it from like his back. And all of a sudden he just like flips out.
Yeah. And just starts bashing her head in.
Yeah.
And then the camera guy laughing throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. He's got a Joker element about it. Like, you know,
that's what did it for me. Like, your friend's out there murdering somebody and you're just laughing. But I mean, honestly, just the whole scene with the girl in the car was fucked up for me.
Yeah.
Because once again, I think because it's so real, because there are plenty of guys out there that do shit exactly like that every fucking day to women.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I see that you're in a rough situation right now. Let me take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep going one step further and one step further until I get everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my what the fuck moment.
Hell yeah.
I guess, Bo, you're up now. Star rating and what the fuck moment.
I'm going to give it 5 stars.
5 stars from Bo. Hell yeah. All
right.
For the same reason Lisa gave it 3. I think it will, because I also, it was super disturbing. And I think that's because it was well done.
Yeah.
My what the fuck moment is probably the man having to sniff his girlfriend's ass in the store. If anything broke me out of this being like, something about that was just so much.
Yeah.
And it really, I liked it a lot. It was very, very funny to me.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think it was? Do you think her ass was so fucking nasty? Or do you think he was such a bitch? He just couldn't.
I think it's got to be that he was such a bitch, right? Surely.
I think so.
Absolutely. Because like, but this is also, I'm not a good qualifier for this either. I literally eat ass. So,
yeah.
But also I make sure the ass has been washed first. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm not going to eat a shitty ass.
I mean,
if someone's holding a knife to us and, you know, I feel powerless. And, you know, the one thing I got to do is smell my buddy's ass. I think they'll just smell the ass, you know. I think they'll just get it over with.
Yeah.
We're not going to do all this. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I've been pretty close to freaking asshole regions. I don't smell anything.
Well, yeah. You know.
Don't smell like ass.
You know. I don't know what she had been up to. Maybe she is, as Lisa described, all natural. So gross.
That's so crazy.
But yeah, that was my what the fuck. Because that was fucking hilarious.
Alright, I think I'm going to give this one 4 stars. It is the perfect found footage movie. I had a reason for fucking giving it 4 stars. Now I can't remember it. But that's fine. The special effects were really good. But I think, I guess the problem I have with it is, like, I don't really know how to describe it. Like, the active special effects were almost, there wasn't any. They were all kind of like static special effects, like bathtub guy.
Yeah.
Or
like when we finally do see something happening, it's with an obviously paper hammer.
Yeah.
That has like no weight to it.
Or like even the shaved off nipple. You could kind of tell it was just a sticker.
Yeah.
Iron nipple. But like, bathtub guy is fucking out of this world crazy looking. The fucking leg stub is freaking hardcore. I don't really know how that works. I mean, I'm sure it's probably fucking budgetary shit, but and even then, there's not really a lot of gore in this movie once you really think about it.
Well, there's not a lot of like gushing blood or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of like present blood, but it's like you said, static. It's just there.
Yeah. And you know, we got 2 more movies to do after this, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, we're in the fucking trilogy.
I bet they get worse.
I'm sure it's gonna get fucking wild.
I mean, like, quality wise, I bet they're not. Oh.
Seems to be how it goes.
Nah, dude.
Money.
So far, number 2 of everything we've done so far has been the best one.
Well, that's it. That's how it always works, right? In movies and TV shows, season 1 is shit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And season 2 is where the real good happens.
Oh, all right, yeah.
It's like the pilot episode of every show being awful.
Shit, maybe. But yeah, we'll see. I'm giving it 4 stars. My what the fuck moment is probably gonna be... the bathtub guy.
He was pretty gnarly.
I wish we would have fucking seen it a little bit more, because this shit looked crazy.
Yeah, we really just got in there to see the no dick, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
like, that looked like a rotting fucking corpse, dude.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
And it was just a fucking fleeting moment.
But what a banger to open on.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Man. Yeah, that whole, like, opening fucking 5 minutes was intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get right up in there.
You're gonna love this. All right, Lisa. Your favorite segment. Yeah, how spicy is this movie?
Ugh. How spicy is this movie? I don't know. I didn't think about this like I should have.
I think the trick is to not. I don't ever think about it.
I know. I always put too much thought into it.
This has got to be a pretty spicy one for you.
That's the thing, though. It's just, it's going to be one that's like a weird.
Yeah.
It's spicy, but it's weird. This is like the time that I was at the bowling alley with my uncle and my cousins, and we had a Mountain Dew on the table, and I took a drink out of it, and it wasn't Mountain Dew. It was their tobacco spit.
Oh, God.
I didn't know if we were going tobacco or pee.
Yeah. No, it was tobacco.
Damn, all right.
That's what this movie is. Maybe with a dash of hot sauce splashed in there, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck it.
I thought it was Mountain Dew. We were glow bowling. There was a green light above the table. It made the cup look green. I was like, oh, that's the Mountain Dew. It was not the Mountain Dew. Oh,
drinking a spit cup is probably the worst thing you could do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's upset. This is like a... you ever eat ass and it kind of tastes like a penny?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I can relate.
Okay.
Is it a bloody asshole, Bo?
It does mean blood, but you can't always, like, it's not always, like, visible blood. It's usually, like, trace of amounts. Yeah, that is what it means. So you do know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I tasted blood before. Bloody asshole. No, that's sounds good to me.
Yeah.
This is a pretty spicy one. I'm gonna go with a apple core covered in your own shit and shoved in your mouth as a ball gag.
What a texture smorgasbord that is.
Yeah.
It's a real tactile experience.
Mm-hmm. Fucking taped to your face.
At that point you just chew down and eat the apple core, right? I just eat the apple core.
That's the only way to get rid of it, right?
Yeah. I'm also going to eat the toe. I'm just going to eat everything they put in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, the toe.
Yeah.
Toenail and all.
Your own loved one's toe.
Well, I didn't love his toe.
You could probably spit your way out of some duct tape. They didn't tape that mouth very well. You could tongue your way.
They kept like pulling it off and putting it back. You know, it lost all of its fucking tackiness.
Yeah, your face is covered in blood and shit, dude. I mean, it's not going to stick very well.
Yep.
I'm going to roll around and fucking be a worm like, at that point. You know, like, I'm not just going to sit here.
Yeah. Yeah, you had your titty shaved off. You're covered in shit. You might as well just worm it.
Anytime I'm having to shit in a bowl, we're all going to have a bad day.
Yeah.
I don't even know if she's shit in the bowl. It's just somehow landing in the bowl. She's shitting all over.
Are they just scooping it up? Is that why it's caked in her ass still? Are they like scooping it out and depositing it in the bowl? Because it is little plops in the bowl. Yeah. You know?
It is weird.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's like a...
And how much fiber is she taking in that it's like that? This mealy, you know, it's so malleable.
She's only been eating apples, apparently.
Yeah, and toenails.
That's rough, man. Rough movie. We got to put this on a leaderboard.
Yeah, we do.
So,
Lisa, do you know what's going on your leaderboard?
Not yet. I'm looking.
All right. Well, I'm going to be making this one my new number 10.
10.
I know. It's been a really fucking hard choice, okay? Because I really do like the movie. It's a 4-star movie for me. What it really came down to is special effects and rewatchability.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
And I think that kind of drug it down a little bit.
I don't. I guess you're not the same as me in this regard, though. If you find a horror movie, like, you do rewatch it. I don't really rewatch stuff anyway, I guess.
You know, if it's like a movie I super like, then yeah, that becomes. Yeah, but
gore movies aren't like, I don't know.
Well, like,
it loses the fantastic element. I think for me anyway, after the
first time. It definitely does, but then I kind of just start watching it from like a technical standpoint. Like, you know, how they did things. Like, of course, like one of my favorite movies ever is 1982's The Thing. And it's, of course, you know, a great story, but at the same time, it's probably a practical effects masterclass and just learning how they do.
Yeah.
All the weird little things. Like, they actually hired, like, amputees, almost like slaughtered vomit dolls, to rip limbs off. And they're like, oh, God, I lost my arm.
Yeah, I'd say The Thing is up there for me, too. Yeah. It is really good.
And just learning how they do all that stuff and watching it, I just really love that. Which is why I think a bouquet is a little bit higher than maybe it should be.
Yeah, that was a good example of number two being the hallmark of the series. Me anyway.
Yeah, we all love Bloodshot.
Have you decided, Lisa?
I think for me it's going to go at number nine. It's going to go in between He Never Dies and Bouquet.
I didn't realize you had Lucky Skydiving that high, Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah, Lucky Skydiving's high on my list.
I know. It's pretty awesome. I'm glad you liked that movie so much.
See, that was hard. I almost wanted to put it below Bouquet and Flower.
I know. Yeah, this was probably one of the hardest movies I ever had to put on the leaderboard because it was really good, but I think I like other things more than that.
I don't want to rewatch it ever.
I think, though, if I had to recommend someone like interested in this genre, it would be this over anything else we've watched.
Yeah.
For me.
Really?
I think so.
Would you recommend this one over others to, like, the normies, for lack of a better word?
No, I mean specifically, like, if someone's like, oh, what's a good horror movie, or like a... I believe I've seen that one, too.
Anyway, Bo, where are you putting this one on your leaderboard?
I know. I think it'll go... So, I agree it's the best found footage, but I think it's got to go right under Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want to put it higher, but...
Yeah, I know. That's the problem I'm having. Because, like, it's getting harder and harder to put things on this list, man, because there's some good shit up here on top. And, yeah, August Underground's the best found footage movie I've ever seen, but...
Yeah. It can't... But is it better than Is it a better movie than Bloodshock?
No.
Same with, I think, Cannibal Holocaust. I don't want to rewatch Cannibal Holocaust. I think it was... Bonafide movie, though.
You're right. And you gave it a 5.
I did give it a 5.
Yeah, that's going to do it for the August Underground. Great title, by the way. Maybe not as good as Flower, Flesh, and Blood. I don't know why I like it so much. That's a good title. I think we all kind of enjoyed it. Maybe enjoy it was a strong word. But
yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I enjoyed it.
Lisa pretty much said the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. She says I hate it to everything, but you never know the levels of hate.
Yeah.
It's a 3-star movie for Lisa. Now, if you didn't know, our friend Alex has launched us into... another series of movies.
Yeah.
This is a trilogy. And we're not going to leave things half finished here at What the Fuck Are You Watching? So we're going to jump straight into August Underground's Mortem, which I think gets even more depraved. Little fun fact for you, I'm going to tell you right off the top. According to IMDb, this is Snoop Dogg's least favorite movie.
Well, then I'm gonna hate it.
I cannot corroborate this fact. I looked for it and I cannot find anything on Snoop Dogg talking about August Underground's Mortem, but IMDb says it's true, so it's gotta be.
Well, I'm gonna hate it then, because I agree with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Let's see where it goes. And we'll see you next week on What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.